Let us now listen to God's good word to us as we find it in Genesis chapter 12, starting at verse 1. You'll find this on page 13 of the Church Bible, and it's on the screen. We'll then have a second reading, which will be from Hebrews 11. The call of Abraham. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife, Sarai, his nephew, Lot, all the possessions they'd accumulated, and the people they'd acquired in Haran. And then they set out for the land of Canaan. And they arrived there. Abraham travelled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring, I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he went on towards the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abraham set out and continued towards the Negev. Now we move on to Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 8. You'll find this on page 1209 in the Church Bible. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. He was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. This is the word of the Lord.
Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Abraham and the account of his journey with you. And as I speak now, I pray that your voice would be heard beyond mine. Amen. Can any of us remember an occasion in our lives when we were either asked or compelled to leave behind the known or the familiar? And in doing so, we were required to step out of our comfort zone and enter a world of the unknown and the unfamiliar. As you think about that question, I wonder what memories come to mind. Perhaps starting school for the very first time, or leaving home in order to attend college or university. Perhaps it was migration to another country, or beginning a new job. And I wonder what your emotions were, and perhaps still are, in connection with those memories. In the accounts from Genesis and Hebrews that were read a moment ago, Abraham was called by God to leave behind his country, his people and the majority of his extended family and go. But Abraham had no idea where the journey would end or what the final destination would be or look like. God had decided not to disclose that information to him. And I wonder how Abraham felt about that. Did God's silence in this area trigger insecurity within Abraham? Or did it initially make Abraham feel more secure on account that it was God who was calling him into a new beginning, a new venture? And this was exciting. We can't be sure of the answer to that particular question, at least not this side of heaven. However, what you and I can be sure of is that when we step out in faith and obedience and in response to God's prompting, at some point on our journey, our faith in God will be put to the test. And in particular, our faith is often tested when God calls us into something new and unfamiliar that we've never done before. Returning to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." Undoubtedly, Abraham was aware that choosing to accept God's call would require him to leave his comfort zone. God was calling him to leave behind the familiar and go into the desert with no knowledge of where geographically his journey would take him and where it would end. Now, it's probably true to say that as humans, we like familiarity because of the comfort and sense of security that familiarity brings. And it's because of this that places and geography, they matter to us. They're important to us all. Places are where relationships are made and where they come to an end. Places are where our lives become rooted and uprooted. Places are where memories are created and where we invest our physical and emotional capital. And for many of us, this place, this building, has become a focal point for some of our most treasured relationships and memories. And many of our memories in connection with this place will involve Trevor and his and Kate's ministry. Over the last 20 years, along with the amazing legacy that they have left with us. With Trevor's departure last year, we entered a period of transition and change within the life of our church. The process for finding and appointing Trevor's successor is firmly underway, and we are now at a place or juncture where God is asking us at Holy Trinity to move on with him to the next stage of his plan for us as a church family. And God's ultimate goal when he leads his people forward is always the same, wherever they are. His goal is always to lead us to a place of even more fruitfulness, more blessing, more freedom. However, in order to experience all that God has for us or planned for us in the days ahead, God may ask us to leave behind or lay down our desire to hold on to the past. In some cases, he may ask us to let go of the old and familiar ways of approaching or doing things. And as a result, this may require that you and I step out of our comfort zone and follow him, even when we're not entirely sure where or what the final destination will be or look like. So the question is this morning, are we ready or willing to go wherever God may call us to go? And I ask this question as someone who loves the familiar because of the comfort and sense of security that familiarity brings. Some of you will know that at our regular staff meetings that take place on a Wednesday morning in what was formerly Trevor's office, I have a particular place where I like to sit. It's on the corner of the sofa, on the corner nearest the door. I've sat in that place for the last 4.5 years. I think it's also common knowledge that amongst the rest of the staff team, that's the place I like to sit. Now, over the past 3 or 4 years, the Lord has had to work on my generosity of spirit with regards to others sitting on that corner of the sofa on a Wednesday morning. And I have to say that the Lord has had to work quite hard. I find that particular corner of the sofa very comfortable, and it's familiar. Familiarity brings comfort. But comfort and our desire for it, if we're not careful, can become an idol or an object of worship in its own right. When our desire for comfort begins to occupy a central place in our lives, then there's a danger that comfort will also become the motivating factor or driving force for the things that we do or the decisions that we make. Abraham was called to leave behind the familiar, and God's call took him outside of his comfort zone. And in my experience, saying goodbye to people and to places that we have grown accustomed to and have grown to love is seldom easy and can be accompanied by a sense of grief that is valid or normal. Yet, God asked Abraham to trust him because he had a plan for him that would result in blessing for others and blessing for him also. God said this to Abraham in verse 2 of chapter 12. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. God also told Abraham in verse 3. All peoples, all nations on earth will be blessed through you. What a mighty promise. And in due course, Abraham became the father of the nation of Israel, from which Jesus would eventually emerge as a descendant. Through that promise to Abraham, God foresaw the day when he would take on human form and come to earth and die in order to remove the barrier between himself and us, caused by our sin. And we collectively, seated here this morning, are proof of that promise made good. Around 4,000 years ago, God said to Abraham, all nations will be blessed through you and through your decision to go in response to my prompting. On a personal note and looking ahead to the near future, both Kate and I believe that God is calling us and the boys to leave here and go elsewhere beyond Richmond within the next few months. At this point, we're not entirely sure where this will be. So please pray for us as we continue to discern where God is leading us. As a church family, God is calling you too into a new venture, a new chapter, a new beginning that will continue to unfold and take shape when the new vicar arrives here at Holy Trinity. And if any part of this or all of this feels daunting or triggers within us a sense of unease, then let us take courage and draw inspiration from Abraham's story. When God calls or beckons us to follow him into a place that is unfamiliar and asks us to step out of our comfort zone, his purpose is to lead us into a place of more fruitfulness, more blessing, and more freedom. And whenever We step out in obedience at the prompting of God. We discover again and again that he is faithful and can be trusted. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in the words of the song that Ellie sung and taught us a moment ago, we ask that you would make us your vessel. Make us your offering. Make us whatever you want us to be. We came here with nothing, but all you have given us. Jesus, bring new wine out of us. Amen.